The Traveler's Journal, June 10th. Visiting Venice's Maritime Museum. Few cities are more closely associated with the sea than Venice, Italy's port on the Adriatic. Its foundations were set on wooden piles driven into the lagoon mud. Its streets and alleys are canals. Its faded palaces recall its days as a great sea power. Visitors flock in droves to the Piazza San Marco with its magnificent art museums. Yet few find their way to the Museum of Naval History, just 5 blocks away. 2 large anchors mark its front door on the Riva San Biagio. Unlike many Venetian public buildings, the rooms of the Naval Museum are airy and spacious, with gleaming terrazzo floors, wooden cabinetry, and informative signs, both in Italian and English. Tall windows line the side of the museum that faces the lagoon, and the parade of ships from cruise liners to vaporettos make the sea a living presence. Room after room are filled with scale models, full-size restorations, and actual craft that have plied the seas over the last 1,000 years. Combat vessels are a common theme. One huge room is devoted to ships of the Second World War. Others feature earlier warships, sleek, narrow craft bristling with 4 dozen oars. There's a Venetian xebec, a raider galeota, and a 16th-century trireme. There's the Bucentoro, Venice's ritual ship of state, an elaborate gilded gondola. The Naval Museum makes for a fascinating, informative visit in Venice. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.